London's LBC 97.3. 0870 90 90 973.
Nick Abbott.
We've had a query, and it is, appropriately, who's playing this music? And it's Liberace's fat little fingers falling all over the keyboards. And it's called something like Boogie Woogie Boogie or something like that. Oh, he's got loads of them. Can't you just see his plastic grinning face? He was gay. What a surprise that was. Can you believe it? But this is properly fantastic, isn't it? Liberace himself.
Hey!
It's great. Oh, I love it. The only problem with this track is that I've got all of it apart from the very last bit, which is why it fades out. We never actually get to hear the end of it. So we'll just squeeze out every bit that we've got. As a public service.
I don't know.
Isn't that terrible? Cut off in his prime, as indeed he wasn't. Liberace on LBC 97.3, your all-camp radio station for the new millennium. It's 0870 90 90 973. Let's have a call about relationships with Lindsay. Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, Lindsay.
I just wanted to say that I actually met my partner 6 years ago online. We're still together now. We've got a four-year-old. But the thing is, I actually met him when I was 17. And I actually travelled down to Nottingham to meet him. I'm from Leeds. And I'd only been talking to him for a month. And I look back on it now and I think how dangerous it actually was. And I actually know that there's other people doing it. Like you said, that woman letting that guy come over to her house, the other call.
Yeah, that seemed
I actually laughed and I thought, I shouldn't be laughing because it's actually really dangerous.
Can be.
I mean, you hear about so many perverts online and stuff like that. And then I actually look back on what I did and how stupid I was. And luckily, obviously, it went okay for me. And I have actually
so
met
far.
People. Exactly, exactly. You cross your fingers. But yeah, I mean, it can work. But if you're lucky enough for it to work.
Yeah.
But
on all
yeah.
of these sites, they don't they by law or by just you know their own goodwill put up a list of things that you should and shouldn't do. First on the list.
Yeah.
Always meet in a public place.
Yeah,
any
definitely.
Fool know that, Lindsay.
I met him, what, getting off a coach. And it was at night. And it were actually kind of stupid. I can't believe how stupid it was. And he was older than me as well. So, I was actually really scared travelling down, but...
Well, now you're frightening me. But the good thing about it is it all ended happily ever after, right?
Well, so far, like you said.
Well, it sounds to me like there's some dissatisfaction there.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, well...
You're dissatisfied. What's the nature of your dissatisfaction?
Well, we've been having problems recently,
problems.
And actually, you know what? The problems are coming from the actual net again.
Uh-oh.
It's the net coming between us.
Let me guess. He's spending too much time on...
No. I'm spending too much time. It's me that's addicted to it, not him.
And what is it that you're doing online there, Lindsay?
Well, I admit, I've made mistakes.
What does that mean?
That means you talk to the wrong people, you know? You do things that you regret. I'm not going to go into it.
Are you one of these people that has gets on this these friend sites? I can't remember off the top of my head what they're called, but you know,
oh,
my
you know what
friend
I'm addicted
sites.
To it at the minute.
And these people have got like 10,000 friends, which is just silly. I mean, if you can keep four friends for 20 years, you're doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
To list 100 friends is just flat out silly.
Yeah, definitely.
So who are you talking to online there, Lindsay?
A few people, but, you know, like you say, they're a flick of a switch, so you turn them off.
Right, are they people of a male persuasion?
Some.
Right, see, there's your problem right there. He's jealous.
Well, I get jealous as well. I was stupid and...
Yeah, but he's not spending all of his time talking to women on the internet, is he?
Yes, right. I see your point.
And you know how you met him? On the internet.
I know.
The whole thing is flashing before his eyes. But you can't stop yourself, can you?
No.
It's
addictive.
Here's how you stop yourself, Lindsay.
Go on.
Don't turn the computer on. It's
okay,
easy.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I tell you what, it is easy. And I know that working with a computer is addictive because the time just flashes by, doesn't it? You sit down at your computer and then you look up and 3 days have gone by.
Yeah.
You haven't eaten and your legs remain unshaved, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just don't do it anymore. And you know what? You won't miss it. It's like television. You know when you go on holiday and you don't get television? How much do you miss it? Not at all, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're like me, you spend every waking minute watching television.
Yeah.
And you think, how could you possibly do without it? In fact, you buy more television because ordinary television's not enough. So you go out and buy Rupert Murdoch's television. And then you want to upgrade to get a thing that records television when you don't even tell it to. Series record we want now. We want to record a whole series of things with just one button. And it's going to get more and more and more like that. But when you go on holiday and you're deprived of all of your shows, you don't miss it at all. We got people calling in last night who ditched their TV completely. And I'm sure they don't miss it. If you stop reading newspapers, I mean, some people get addicted to the news. Like I can when I'm doing shows like this, because you read all the newspapers and you look at all the news shows, and it just you get addicted, and every 5 minutes you're updating the BBC news page just to see if anything's happened yet. Have the Italian elections been called yet? And you know what? When you stop reading the newspapers, you don't miss any of that either, because your life continues just exactly as it would have done, but you don't know how many people died today. That's all.
But you're saying just turn it off?
Just don't do it, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take your advice.
Because you wouldn't miss any of the people that you're talking to online, would you?
Not really.
See, there you go. And it's ruining your life.
Yeah, it is, actually.
There, see? The best thing for you to do is to just not sit down in front of your computer.
Yeah, true. Okay, you have a point.
Good grief, I'm actually helping people.
You're like an agony aunt.
Anna Rayburn, watch out! Well, you've helped me to help you, Lindsay. So bless you.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks a lot, dear.
All right.
Ta-da. Bye. This is LBC 97.3. I did just now help that person, didn't I? She sounded as though she was going to take my advice. Do we think that she's going to take my advice?
No.
Yes. You're thinking.
No.
Not really. But it's good advice. And it's easy to do. You know, getting hooked on a computer is so easy. It's also so easy. It's the easiest thing to cure. Just don't turn your computer on. You won't miss it. Am I right? It's not like cigarettes or heroin.
I don't turn my computer off, though. It's on the whole time.
Right.
And I know just what you mean about updating it every 5 minutes.
So that whole global warming thing and the hole in the ozone layer, mostly you.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
But are you addicted to the internet?
I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it.
Is that a yes?
No, that's a no.
That sounds like a yes. This is LBC 97.3. Make Abbott. Clive is back tomorrow at 8 o'clock, having come back apparently from Portugal, which is okay. As far as I can remember.
Outrageous.
Huh?
Bognor.
Portugal.
Who told you Portugal?
Some nice lady on the phone. She knows more about your work colleague than you do.
It's not true. She's lying.
Bognor Regis. No one goes to Bognor anymore.
Clive does.
Nonsense.
I thought you said you listened to the show.
Portugal he went to.
Well, ring him up tomorrow and find out.
I absolutely will not.
Why not?
He doesn't want to be taking calls from me.
He'll take calls from anyone.
He'll have an avalanche of people desperate to talk within 2 days away. I mean, I know how people get attached to their talk show host. People are sticking their fingers.
I'd like to talk to you.
People are sticking their fingers in their ears and humming loudly to themselves until he gets back.
He'll probably want to find out how you got on with me.
Oh, blimey, have I got tales to tell about that?
See, so I think you should bring up. I'm not here tomorrow anyway, so you could say whatever.
Here's one in Streatham. Hello, Raphael. Is that right?
Yes, hello.
Raphael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
I was just listening to your show. I thought it was amazing. I'm a first time listener, you see. So I thought I'd check it out and see what this show was about.
Well, I'm a first time host.
Yes. Oh, are you? Oh, I see, okay. So we're both virgins together.
Well, let's not get carried away.
But no, I was, like I said, I was just sifting for some channels and I stopped by.
To hang out?
And hanged out. So what is it that you do? Who are you? Sorry, I'm completely new, so I don't know what this is about.
Well, I'm just filling in for Clive Bull. Clive Bull normally does this show excellently, and he's taking the waters in wherever it is he is.
Right.
And so I'm just basically filling in the space between the ads. Otherwise, it would be a lot of silence.
Giving advice to the people and doing your
thing. Yeah, that's right. Helping people. That's my role in life.
Like you were Liz or Lisa, is that her name?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I remember nothing. Like a goldfish.
I must say, I did enjoy your story of being a security guard.
So what do you do?
I work in a library.
He works in a library.
Yeah.
All right. There's still some that's open. That's excellent.
Yes.
Shortly, libraries will join churches and be converted into flats. But, at the moment, some of them are still open. People are only using them to surf the internet.
That's right.
That there are actually still books being printed is something we should celebrate, right?
But they're not going out. Like you said, it's only for the internet.
So what are people actually asking for, apart from coming in and asking to, surf, to check up on their 100 mates?
Surprisingly, they reached the voters list, election rolls. That's the next most voted thing.
Huh.
They want to check whatever it is they do with that list, actually.
So what about books?
Not much. A lot of DIY stuff, I would say.
DIY?
Yes.
That's funny, because the DIY business has just been moaning and complaining that no one's buying DIY stuff anymore.
They change a plug or something like that, so I guess they're trying to learn.
That is incredible. Could you believe this story? Do you know how to change a plug?
No.
No?
No. I don't.
Basic domestic skills that were commonplace a generation ago are vanishing, says this survey.
Yeah, but you need someone else to do it. You can buy another appliance. What's the point?
Seriously, mate. If you had to get somebody else to change a plug, an electrician's rate, which has got to be, what, 50 quid an hour minimum, that's just flat-out silly.
I suppose, but I don't know how to change a plug.
One in four people...
It isn't an effect on me and the youth culture today. It is just a personal thing. I don't know how to do it.
One in four people under the age of 30 cannot change a plug. I find that incredible, don't you? Stop talking to me, Bob. We have to... he's mouthing to me between...
I was talking to Gary, actually.
Four panes of glass. You're in a different room. I can't hear you.
You were talking to Raphael. It would have been rude to interrupt.
Blaming a lack of time and poor training from their parents... Half of all young people who responded to a survey would also struggle to bleed a radiator, while 27% could not sew a hem. Can you believe that they're blaming the parents? Who do you blame, Raphael, for your inability to do the most simple task?
I blame myself.
There you are, you see, he blames himself. Excellent.
Is that responsibility then? Does that mean I'm taking action for my own mistakes?
Well, you're taking responsibility for your own inadequacies. You're not living a life without consequences, which too many people are. They're just kind of drifting through and they expect everything to be doed for them, including learning how to say the word done. Huh?
And do you follow that belief, or is it just young people?
Well, I think that you should take responsibility for your own actions and inactions, yeah. The skills gap means that people in their 20s are often paying tradesmen at least £1,700 a year to carry out simple household chores. Parents of grown-up children are also increasingly being called upon to fix simple problems around the home. Mum! They're forever calling Mum!
Where are you getting these facts from? Several times I've seen you speaking to someone and then you come up with all this information.
Yeah.
You have a sheet of this written or...
No, no, it's right off the top of my head. Many blame their parents for their failings, said Carmel McCarthy of some insurance company that's come up with this, this survey in order that people like me will read out the name of the insurance company on the air, and I flat out won't do it. Almost one in five under 30s said their parents didn't teach them basic household skills. Isn't that pathetic? Like, they couldn't go out and learn it. If they don't have it thrust upon them, then they don't want to know.
No, I don't believe that.
The survey found a huge difference between the domestic skills of young and old. When the same questions were asked to the over 50s, just 6% could not wire a plug. 10% could not bleed a... I mean, how can you not know how to bleed a radiator? Just put the key in the end. You what?
I said the first time you said I didn't know what it was.
You didn't know what a radiator was?
Bleeding a radiator.
Oh, sir. Bleeding a radiator.
I guess it's something to do with the water coming out or something.
Guess again.
I don't know then. So alright, so I don't have to take a plug, I don't have to bleed a radiator. I'm inadequate, so I don't fit in society, is that what it is?
The disposable nature of modern appliances means that many household skills have become redundant. Two decades ago, few domestic appliances came with a plug. Today, almost all do. And that's a good point. We used to buy electrical appliances. In my day, it were gone. We used to buy an electric appliance, and the plug used to come as an extra. It's just hard to believe now, but you used to have to take your life in your own hands.
Well, there isn't a need anymore for that, so I guess it's not necessary for me to change the plug. I'm not saying it's a good thing that I don't know how to do it, but the necessity isn't there.
Neither is it, neither does it seem to be necessary to actually know anything. This came out today as well. One moment, please. While I access these other facts from my brain. Children no longer need to know facts about history, geography, or science because they can look them up online, teachers' leaders said yesterday.
And actually, that brings back to the point of the library. We do have a homework club there, and the kids only go for the internet. They don't look at the books at all. And when the internet is down, there's no homework club.
Sometimes you just want to give up, don't you? What is happening? And not, all this stuff that's happening, none of it's good, right? I mean, is it just me? Am I just become a grumpy old man?
You know, well, funny to say that, because I did believe you were one when I first listened to the show.
Children no longer need to know facts about anything because they can look them up online. Teachers' leaders said yesterday. Is that scary or what? What employers want, and the things they always talk about, are skills and dispositions, said the union's head of education. They don't want people to know something because... they don't want people who know something because what their employers need to know will change every 6 months. Are we stunned yet? This is... teachers saying this. The controversial policy is backed by the union's general secretary, who admitted at the conference that they're having in Tynanweir that it was highly unlikely but not impossible that pupils could be at school from 5 to 16 without learning any British history under the system that they're proposing.
Well, that's just silly though, isn't it?
These are teachers saying this.
All right, I've said they got something wrong there. Perhaps changing a plug is one thing, but British history.
Alan Smithers from the Centre of Education and Employment Research at Buckingham University said the policy was disturbing nonsense and accused the union of wanting to return to the shocking days when a child's inability to handle words and numbers could go completely undetected. All right, Alan, at least some common sense. I am stunned at that. I mean, for a government department to say, the Secretary of Education to say, oh, well, we don't want to burden children with actually learning anything, let's just give them all A pluses. And then we can say, look, what a fantastic job we're doing. I mean, that's one thing, because that's just about keeping their jobs. It's about politics. But for the teachers to be saying, let's not bother teaching the kids anymore, we just want to teach them, what, deportment? What would they spend their time actually learning? Stunning. So they can't change plugs, they don't know history, they can't add up, and they don't know what 6/8 are.
And we're taking over after you die.
True. Yes, you people are going to be taking over. No, you're going to wait till I die. You're going to be taking over right now. You're going to be trampling over people like me who think we know. I mean, I don't know anything. I went through endless years of formal education, and I came out knowing one thing, and one thing alone. The only thing that I can remember from school and university is that carbon dioxide turns lime water milky. And that's an actual fact.
And when are you going to do that in everyday life?
I know. Useless. Thanks a lot, Raphael.
You're welcome.
He's made me feel, well, disposable. Like a tissue. Bless me.
Yes.
Let's go with Susan, who is in Deptford. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello. I don't know how to change a plug myself. I've heard Kate Moss's voice, though.
Oh, yeah. What does she sound like?
Well, I heard it about 7 years ago on a Calvin Klein CKB perfume advert.
Yeah.
She just sounded pretty dull, and like she came from Croydon.
She sounded pretty dull and what?
And that she came from Croydon.
Croydon?
Yeah.
That's not very romantic, is it? Or so glamorous, is it? Kate Moss, I come from Croydon.
No, but she looks like she needs a good meal. And yeah. I'm sure she can't change a plug.
I'm sure she can't. She probably has people to do that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Croydon. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, doesn't she come from Croydon? Has anything at all glamorous ever come from Croydon? Oh, we've got complete silence. I'll take that as a no, then.
She's disappeared.
Yeah, where did she go?
I don't know.
You disappeared her.
I didn't do anything to her at all. I can't change the plug on.
Can't you?
I haven't got a clue.
But
I really
most of them come with instructions. You know that card that comes with a plug? It just tells you what to do. You just put the, wires...
Yeah, you don't really need to change plugs these days.
The wires in the little holes.
And it's good that things come with plugs.
I know it is.
Well, you would have explained that all of this was a backward step.
But then, of course, you have to trust the people that put the plugs on.
I trust them more than I trust me to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not so sure about that.
Really?
Well, not you personally. I wouldn't trust you to do it either. But I'm not so sure, because if you do it yourself, you can check and check again. But if it just comes as a moulded plastic unit, I mean, does a machine do it? Or does it actually have to be done by hand? Because it's a rather complicated little procedure, putting those little wires in those little holes and screwing the thing. How can a machine do that? So it must be some poor bloke with a screwdriver. He must be doing it all day long. Over and over and over again he's doing it. He's looking at his watch, he's waiting for his break, and you think, oh, blood, never mind about that one. One in a thousand, who cares?
You're worrying me a bit now.
Well, it's something to think about, isn't it? I mean, you're trusting your life to some poor bloke who's looking at his watch. He's probably listening to his iPod. His MP3 player. That's become like the Hoover now, isn't it? You just trip yourself up by giving a product's brand name as a generic. Hoover, iPod. What's the I for, anyway? As in me, myself, and I?
I'm not sure. It's just because all of those things start with I, don't they? That Apple do. iTunes, iPhoto.
And now other companies are doing that as well.
iMac.
Other companies are starting to use the I as well. I think the River. Don't they make those machines? I think they've got one called iRiver. You'd think that Apple would be busy suing them into a black hole in space, as opposed to fighting with the Beatles. Can you believe that the Beatles, as old and rich and fat and replete with everything that the world can provide, can still be bothered to sue people?
No.
I mean, if I was Paul McCartney, I'd be busy, counting my sheep, or whatever it is he does all day long, eating vegan meals.
Are you sleeping? When you could be earning? If you're a PCO licensed private hire driver working in London with your own vehicle, now's the time to fill those empty back seats. Meadway, one of London's largest private hire operators, averages 1,000 jobs per day. And with excellent rates of pay, you really can't go wrong. Call Meadway today on 0208 457 7775. That's 0208 457 7775. Or visit www.meadway.com.
Available on DAB Digital Radio. London's LBC 97.3. London's LBC 97.3. 0870-90-90-973. Nick Abbott.
How romantic is that, by the way? He gave her his mother's ring. And how would you break it to your mum? I mean, would his mother... who gives up their wedding ring? So maybe the wedding is coming as a surprise to Chantel and Preston. Maybe his mother losing her ring came as a surprise as well.
If you were Chantel, would you want the mother's wedding ring?
No.
No, neither would I.
In fact, I'm finding it hard to put myself in her place. I'm trying really hard. Put myself in Chantel's shoes. I can't do it.
Well, even so, I still want a nice, shiny new wedding ring. Not one that I've been knocking around for 20 years.
All right, well, if I ever propose to you, I'll keep that in mind, all right?
Okay, that's fine. I look forward to that day.
Let's have Kilburn. Hello, Derek.
Hello, Nick.
Derek.
I can change the plug.
Well done, mate.
A beautiful Afghan as well.
And bleed a radiator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's easy, well, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's...
I can't understand how people don't learn them.
Well, I sort of can understand it, because people don't need to learn it anymore. It's like your multiplication tables. People don't need to learn that anymore. You know, when I used to work in a pub, you had to add up everything in your head and then put the total in the till. Now,
yeah,
of course, the till adds it up for you.
I used to work in a bar as well.
To the point that people cannot add up two drinks anymore.
No. I know it's...
You ask them how much it is, and they will queue, and they won't know. They'll just turn and to the till, and if there's somebody at the till, they will wait until they punch in 2 pints. I mean, the thing that they pull all night long, they don't know, they can't add up 2 pints.
So they don't learn, do they?
So it's incredible, because they don't need to, and so they just want people to wander around in this state of perpetual ignorance.
They do need to, because if they don't learn, what happens in the future?
You know, not actually needing to, on a daily basis, to know your multiplication tables, for instance,
I mean, when I was
is one thing, but it does come up every now and again. I mean, it is a useful thing to know.
Yeah. I mean, I was at school in the 50s and 60s, you know, and then I wanted 12 times table. I worked at a bar, we had to add up the cash, you know. And kids at schools use calculators. So what's the point of going to school if you're going to use calculators?
Well, I remember when calculators first came in, and we were...
That's Sinclair.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And we use them for cosines and sines. And all this, I mean, you used to have to look that stuff up in a book. Do you remember the cosine and sine book? Oh, blimey, what a read that was.
Yeah?
Painful.
How old are you?
45.
Well, I'm 52.
Oh, well, then you beat me.
No. I'm going to talk about relationships.
Go on, then.
Well, me and Jean, my partner, yeah? We met in the psychiatric hospital 10 years ago. And we've been together ever since. But she does drive me mad because she's always gabbing on the phone.
Could you put that another way?
Eh? She's always gabbing on the phone. And she's a computer addict. She's always playing card games.
Right. She drives you mad?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you hear her laughing?
No.
Oh. It's all true, she said.
Right.
And, because we don't argue much. But,
I bet you do.
We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do we, Jean?
Is that a yes?
Eh?
Was that a yes?
No, we don't argue much. Here, ask her.
Hiya.
Hey, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Very good. No, we don't argue very much.
Right, so what do you argue about?
What do we argue about, Derek? Huh? What do we argue about? Silly things.
We don't argue, do we?
No, don't we?
Well, that's not... I'm not sure that you're agreeing with each other. You said you argue about silly things.
Yeah, like what we're going to watch on the telly.
Right.
Silly.
Constantly arguing about silly things.
No, not constantly, just occasionally.
Every now and again.
Yeah, well, you know, we're only human.
Well, the best part of breaking up...
There's not the best part of breaking up.
...is in the making up.
Yeah, that's true, but we don't break up and then we haven't needed to break up to make up.
It's like, you take the shortcut.
Well, I tell you what, Derek is the best thing that ever happened to me. He repaired so much damage that was done to me as a child.
Well, he knows how to fix a plug.
Well, yeah, so do I. And we can change fuses.
Can you bleed a radiator?
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah for you.
And we can. I am computer literate as well.
Huh.
So I might be 50-odd, but I know my...
But you're still a useful, functioning member of society.
That's right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and...
And another thing.
I know a little bit about history.
And you what?
I know a little bit about history.
Right.
Not much. Wasn't my favourite subject. So were you enjoying seeing the Clive?
I am, yeah.
Good.
I was nervous yesterday, but I think I was cold yesterday is actually what it was. You know when you're cold and you're like your hands are cold and your shoulders are up and you can't actually relax into it?
No, because you're just tense anyway.
So I brought a fleece in today because it's alternatively boiling hot and freezing cold in this studio for some strange reason. I don't know why.
Isn't this always...
So I thought I'll bring extra clothes in and much more relaxed.
Yeah.
That's what they should tell you when you come in, because everybody in the building says, oh, you will bring in food, won't you? They should say you bring in food and a sleeping bag.
Or something to keep you warm.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem.
Tara.
I look forward to hearing you again sometime.
All right, then. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
LBC 97.3, what time is it? Okay.
Yeah. You could have mentioned at some point last night how cold you were. I did come in every half an hour and say, are you okay? And you said yes.
What, you'd have had blankets?
Well, I could have found something.
You could?
Well, I would have, you know...
What, items of clothing left around the building?
Anything you need, just let me know. Are you okay? And 8 times you said yes. It's only today that you've revealed the cold thing.
Yeah, I was freezing yesterday.
Well,
like
why
my hands.
Didn't you say that then?
My hands are still cold now. I'm wearing like 6 layers of clothing.
Do you want me to go and find you a blanket?
Not now, no.
Are you sure?
Yes. A blanket that's been lying around a radio studio. No, thanks.
Is there anything else that's happened tonight and last night that you haven't said yet? Just in case you ever do the shift again.
Let me think about that.
Okay.
Because I want to give you a full and comprehensive answer.
Right.
I'll give you a list. I'll pop it in the post.
That's fine.
Let's go with Sean, who is in,
in Nottingham.
Nottingham. The London Borough of Nottingham.
Well, I'm listening to you on the old satellite, so...
Ah.
Perfectly clear, which is excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Question for you. You're saying about people changing plugs, and good that Gene, by the way, your previous caller is computer literate, because it's what I do for a living, but this isn't a personal crusade before we get started. I don't think employers want intelligent people anymore. For 2 reasons. One... They're all the managers are scared of losing their jobs because people are too intelligent, therefore want their job. And 2, they don't have to pay them a decent wage.
No, that's not actually true. I mean, if they want the job, then they're going to take it whatever the wage is, whether they're intelligent or not.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you're suggesting that employers only want... stupid people, that's not true at all.
Right. That was probably a bad way of putting it, but they don't want people, for example, I'm a qualified computer technician, out of work, and having great difficulty finding something, because...
In this era of the computer, you can't find work as a computer technician.
No, unless you want to sit in a call centre and answer telephones for 12 hours a day.
And then you'd have to go to India.
Mm, exactly. It's very good, it's a very good point. Never quite thought of that way. But that's, for example, I don't want to say, make this a personal crusade for myself, but I have been looking for 6 months to find work and I am bashing my head against the proverbial.
Maybe you've got to leave Nottingham.
Yeah, that wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Well, I was going to say, it's an excuse at least.
It's a thought, but as I say, I've come to the impression that people don't, unless they don't want to pay you more than the basic rate of work for wages. And they want people that aren't scared of, managers are very scared of people that know more than they do. And I've come to that conclusion. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my outlook at the moment.
So how long have you been looking?
Just under 6.
There's something strange just happened with your phone. Just under... What he needs is a phone technician. Did you do that again? Are
no,
you
I
deliberately
didn't...
cutting these nice
I've
people
not done
off?
Anything. At all. I would not do that.
The things I'm going to be telling Clive when he comes back. Oh, blimey.
You've read all the testimony from the caller saying how nice I am, and I put them through, and...
Yeah, I noticed that those are the ones you put through.
I've put...
Thousands of people have been desperately trying to get through with tales of how awful you are. None of those have got through. Suspicious? I think so.
Well, but you were doing all of that, so I felt the need to sort of redress the balance.
I'm certain that Clive wouldn't put up with this.
Well, you can speak to him tomorrow.
When he comes back from?
Bognor.
Here's Tallulah. Hello?
Hello?
Tallulah?
Yeah.
Electric Parade. Where's that?
That is, northeast.
Northeast what?
Northeast, London.
London! Right. So what's up, Tallulah?
Did I promise you something yesterday?
Do you what, sorry?
Did I promise you something yesterday?
Did you promise me something yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't remember. What did you promise me yesterday?
Just try to think. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like you're squeezing a plastic toy.
No, it's the talking buggy.
What's it saying?
He's very angry by now. Because I have been letting him wait for his food, where he says normally the magic word, and he said it for about 100 times, and he still hasn't received his food because I was waiting for my turn to speak to you.
Can I just say that when I said yesterday to deprive the parrot
the buddy
of food, I didn't actually mean it.
Well, you're like the Americans, and they said you should come to my house for dinner. Never ever go there.
Because they don't mean it.
No.
That's not true. I think Americans.
Well enough. So.
Americans are very open-hearted and warm and embracing. And you know, when they say "come and stay with me," they often mean it. They don't mean for a month.
Oh well, I got this advice very early in life, but normally I do. I actually like to say what I mean because otherwise, it's a silly old game, isn't it?
So you told me yesterday that you're a parrot. Would only speak when it wants food, and I said, "All right." Well,
he speaks all day long, but if I want to prompt him at a certain time, I have this one trick.
Right.
He knows the magic word when the door opens to his food.
And so I said, "Well, don't feed it."
and then
call me back.
Yes. No, you did not say that, but that's okay. I gave it a try.
And
in case you meant it. But now I know you didn't mean it, so goodbye.
I don't mean to actually starve your pets. I would never say that.
P-R-S-A, whatever it's called, what's your name?
I don't know what you're talking about, dear. What?
What is the police for animals?
The police for animals, the RSPCA.
That's good.
Yeah, then.
You passed your test.
Right.
There.
So go on, get it to say something.
Oh, he said it all the time. Okay, did you hear that?
I love you. I actually heard it say that.
Good.
Okay, I love you.
Say him because it's my husband.
That's your husband?
Yeah.
I thought it was your parrot.
It's Budgie's husband.
Tallulah, you're beginning to scare me.
No, I'm a rock chick with a budgie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your brother's Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love you. There again. God, that would drive you mad, wouldn't it?
I tell you something, he probably means it.
parrot flying around, doing all over things, shouting, I love you, constantly. Will you do me a favour, Tallulah?
No.
Feed that bird.
Okay, then.
All right, ta-ra.
Goodbye.
This is LBC 97.3. Nick Herbert. All right, who's good?
Well, they're all good. I wouldn't put a duff call through.
How about Tony F? Tony F, was that like a DJ?
No, that's just so that you know that it's a female.
Female one. Tony. Tony. I'm not so sure. Female, are you sure?
Big time.
Big time.
Yeah. 23 Crystal Palace, that's who I am. To be honest, actually, it was something you said earlier, actually, Nick. And hi, by the way.
Hi, Tony.
You were talking about times tables and things like that, and we had to learn it from Pat when we were kids. You were actually talking about the fact that half of people that actually go on to, or I did a bar job as well, you had to do 21-pound rounds, and it all had to be in your head, that type of thing, and...
And it had to be right, too, because the same people would come back with the same round.
Come back to the same person.
And if it wasn't the same amount, there'd be trouble.
Well, that's right, and my mum and dad were publicans, so I know that for a fact. So, I was just saying, it was something we learned in school as Pat, and that was, when I was sort of tiny, you had to stand up in the chair on primary school and repeat everything they said.
Yeah, it was beaten into you.
Yeah, basically, but you did get it, and you did, and I'm not going to be practiced on this, it's too late at night, but and I've had too much to drink, but the point is, you did have to learn it, and have to repeat it, and I think in sort of the growing up, it certainly helped me, the times tables.
Yeah, you know what, you think, how could it possibly help you to know what 9-7s are, but, you know, every now and again, it does.
Yeah. But that was what I was coming on to say, was literally, for me, it, you know, the times tables did work well, and I do think children need to know it now. I still think it's helpful with whatever they're doing.
Because to pause and add it up on your mobile phone, I know that everyone's got a calculator on their mobile phone now, but, I don't know, it just makes you look a bit...
I think the other thing
dense.
To think of, Nick, is it actually, it's a confidence builder as well. If you know them off pat, then you're not going to feel foolish in front of other people.
Right, you can just bring them out at will.
Yeah.
When was the last time you brought them out at will?
At will? Bloody long time ago, actually, but I can still add up in my head. That's the main thing.
Right.
Nice to speak to you anyway.
Thanks, Tony.
Take care.
That's Tony with an I, not Tony with a Y, because Tony with an I goes I, not E. That doesn't actually work. Lisa does. Lisa with a S, not Lisa with a Z.
Yeah.
How does it go? I'm Liza with a Z, not Liza with an S, because Liza with a Z goes... I've got it the wrong way around.
Not the.
Oh, never mind.
What were you going to say about dishwasher tablets?
Dishwasher tablets. Not yet.
Oh, no, you're not going to do it, are you?
What?
Dishwasher tablets. If you don't do it on the air, I will make you do it off the air.
All right, well, what have I got to do before 12? Ads at 55.
Ads at 55.
And then how long have I got after that?
You've got your little talk-up to do with Adrian Allen at 59.
Oh, I'm not going to fit it in then.
Well, that's a shame.
I was going to do it up to that point. Up to where the jingle bursts, and then we get the news about Chantal and Preston.
Okay.
They're still going to get married. Not divorced yet. They're booking their divorce. They're getting a twofer. They book their wedding and the divorce at the same time. It's a half price.
I could see that.
Seriously, how long is that going to last? Are they joking?
60 years, they'll be very happy.
60 years, yes. Yeah.
He'll be an ordinary old man by then.
Right. Yes. And still Noel will be interested in his music. Here's one in Stanmore. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Lee.
Hi. Just with what you were saying about education...
Is there something wrong with your voice, Lee?
Yeah, everyone's asleep now, so I've got to keep it slightly down.
Right.
Right, so with education, I'm just about to take my GCSEs, and we're doing loads and loads of practice papers. And I should imagine in your day, with the chemistry questions you'd be given, you've got 100 grams of this, and you mix it with 100 grams of this.
Oh, we're back to Kate Moss again.
Very funny. How much you actually get with calculations like that, and you have to do it on your head and... that now there's something called ideas and evidence, which it gives you a little comprehension and says that oxygen was discovered in 1870 whatever by Sir somebody, and it was also discovered again by 1874 by somebody else, and there was a 2-year gap between them. Why is it difficult for people to publish their ideas in 1870 something? And that has got nothing to do with chemistry at all. and just all of the subjects are just going down. I mean, for 20% of my English exam, I dressed up as a woman and made a speech to my class, and that's what my, that's why I got 20% of my grade for.
You dressed up as a woman?
Yes.
And made a speech to your class?
Yeah, you have to make a speech about a book we were making, and from a perspective of the character. And I was, like, showing how hard my life was.
And the character was a transvestite?
No, the character was a woman.
An actual woman. Well, that's a relief to us all. Huh.
But it's because they want to say, we've got so many people getting A stars. I mean, they've brought the grade boundary so low to get an A star, it's ridiculous. I need to get 50% in my maths.
Are you watching this programme that they take kids back to a facsimile of what it used to be like in the 50s?
No.
Well, it sounds like you're, even though you're whispering, it sounds like you're more angry about it than I am. You want to watch that programme. It makes you want to shout at the, I used to spend the entire time shouting at the television. And you know what the, I'm going to let you go, Lee, because, I don't know, it's just a bit weird talking to somebody who's whispering, that's all. But yeah, thanks a lot for the info, mate. The inside scoop from Lee himself. You know what, the thing that's wrong with that programme is that, again, it's a programme of no consequences. They know that they can't be thrashed, and that was where discipline came in the 50s. Well, not just the 50s, 60s and 70s. When I went to school, you got thrashed, quite right too.
You don't look that old. I don't believe you got thrashed.
Well, every now and again. Well, a couple of times.
You said once. You told a story earlier on where you revealed it was once.
Yeah. That's probably actually true. No, it's not true, because I can remember that the person that we used to be most keen on thrashing, guess what subject that person taught? Correct. Religion.
Do you think he was hiding under the duvet while he made that call, by the way?
Kind of, yeah.
Hoping his mum didn't hear.
At that age, I would be hiding under the duvet with, iPods in my day used to be one white earplug. Not two, not stereo, mono, that you'd stick in your ear.
You don't look that old.
Silence. And, you see, that's the sort of thing that we get told in my school. Silence, boy, when I'm speaking. I should thrash you. Stick it in your ear and listen to Radio Luxembourg, crackly medium wave. Every so often, it would come in, and then it would go out again.
With Gary King?
And, yeah. No, it was before his time. Little did I know that I would one day be living and working on Radio Luxembourg. The only bad thing about Radio Luxembourg was that you actually have to go to Luxembourg to be on it. The world's most boring capital city.
If you've never invested in property, if you'd like to be a successful property investor but don't know where to start, if building a portfolio seems a bit confusing, then take the first step with Inside Track.
Since joining Inside Track, I've purchased 2 properties abroad and 1 in the UK.
My aim is to own 20 properties within 5 years. I know this is possible with the help of Inside Track.
Take the first step by attending Inside Track's free introductory workshop. If you want to profit from property, don't go round the houses. Take the Inside Track. Call 0870 1244 610 or log on to insidetrack.co.uk.
Nick Abbott.
So anyway, dishwasher tablets. Right after this call in...
oh, no!
Isleworth. Hello, John.
Hello.
John.
How you doing, Nick?
All right, thanks.
Good stuff. Yeah, just going back to the whole celebrity fat thin diet sort of subject. Basically, you know, it's having a big effect on the younger generation at school, with it being chucked in their face in these magazines that are aimed at young teenagers, etc. And obviously, younger kids are sort of looking at that also. And you know, it's sort of whole thing entwined with school as well. You know, the pressures of school. You know, it can lead to some serious cases of, you know, depression, etc., which leads to, you know, obesity and eating, etc., etc. You still there?
That's a lot of etc's.
Yeah.
Oh, was that it?
Well, yeah, pretty much, and, you know, so the whole, you know, I think it's pretty bad, you know, even the fact that, you know, one of the stories in the news is, you know, this Chantel, whoever she was, and Preston, who's in that, I don't know. know anything.
Yeah, celebrities these days, they seem to be becoming thinner and thinner, and not thinner as people, I mean thinner in sort of content. I mean, how paper thin are those two? There's nothing to them at all. You could blow on them and they just disappear. What consequence are they? They're pointless as human beings. I mean, Preston, the Ordinary Boys. Can anybody hum one of their songs? I'll take that as a no.
No. I mean, you know, the people, you know, Channel 4 or whatever, did a pretty good job of...
Oh, now there's a company that should be thrashed, am I right?
Yeah, but it was very clever. They tried to create a celebrity out of a completely, you know, non-celebrity.
And boy, I mean, aren't we as a country desperate to go back to the times of David and Posh? I mean, at least they had something about them. Chantel and Preston. I don't think so. Anyway, John, I've got to go, but thanks a lot, mate.
Excellent. Have a good morning.
Or whatever it is. Dishwasher tablets.
Yes.
It seems to me that we're not now prepared to do anything. Dishwasher tablets used to be such that they would clean. I mean, it used to be used to have to wash your own dishes, right?
Yes.
And so they invented this thing called a dishwasher. Oh, manna from heaven. And a tablet that went in it which cleaned the dishes. And that wasn't quite enough. So they invented something else at slightly more expense that cleaned and rinsed. Nobody knew that they needed that. And then that wasn't enough, so they said, well, have one that cleans and rinses and is kind to the glasses. You know, like fabric softener for dishes. And then they wanted one that cleans and rinses and is kind and is such that you don't have to put salt in your machine. Because people weren't prepared to actually put salt to... What do you mean, what?
No, I said why, actually.
Yeah, because people didn't want to have to go to the extra effort of putting salt in their machine.
I didn't know you had to put salt in a dishwasher.
And now, people aren't prepared to unwrap the tablet, so it comes in some sort of gel form that unwraps itself inside the machine. We can't even be bothered to open the little plastic thing that it comes in. It's the tablet that strips itself inside your machine. The tab that likes to say yes. And that's my story about dishwasher tablets. And it's kind of indicative of the position that we're in as a society. We should be hanging our heads in shame. I'm Nick Abbott. Thanks very much. Clive's back tomorrow. And Adrian Allen is next. Available on-